Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have an opening song by Evangelist Khadijah. God bless you. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we'll open up with a song. Thank God for the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to tune in on this evening. And we'll have an opening song, after which we'll go into prayer. So we're going to ask Dr. Evangelist Khadijah to give us an opening song. God bless you.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased by God, born of his spirit. Watch his kiss my heart.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for, once again, the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. We are moving right along. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord God, we call on you right now. We ask that you will look on us with compassion. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh, God, and be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch forth your hand and touch our minds, touch our souls, oh, God, and lift heavy burdens. in the name of Jesus. Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We pray, God, that you will send forth your blessings upon every listener on this broadcast tonight. Oh, my God, move in their home, wherever they may be, on their job, oh,
yes,
God, in the hospital, outside, wherever they are. Make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're looking to you and we're depending on you, oh, God, for without you we can do nothing. We need your help, my Lord. Have your way and let your holy will be done. We ask that you will speak to us, Lord God. Minister to our hearts, oh Lord. Be with us throughout the course of this broadcast and speak to us, Lord God, through your word. In the name of Jesus, we're looking to you, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we're casting all our cares on you, because we know that you care, oh God. And we pray a special prayer for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We pray, God, that you will intervene. Lord, we need divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Lord God, destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind Satan on every side. Lord God, cast down his evil works. In the name of Jesus, Lord, loose the shackles and break the chains, oh God. We know that you're able, Lord. Move for your people. Open doors and make ways for us, Lord, that we may go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying, God, that you will look on Brother Muhammad, that you will strengthen him and encourage his heart. And help him, Lord. You know what he's facing. Oh, God, and we are asking for your divine guidance, oh, God. And we are asking, Lord, that you be the counselor in the courtroom with him when it comes up, Lord God. Have your way, Lord. Speak for him, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you to remember all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones and someone close to them, oh God. We ask for comfort and for consolation. Look on the Jones family, Lord. Look on missionary Betty Jones, oh God. Give her strength, give her comfort, and the family, Lord, please give them all comfort and consolation in this very difficult time. Lord, and remember the Edmund family. Give them comfort and consolation. Bless, Lord Jesus. You know all about it, oh God. Take us through and help us, Lord. We know you're able, my God, and help us even to be ready. Oh, my God, should you call our names, help us, Lord, to be prepared. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for souls, oh God, to be saved. We are asking you to prick somebody's heart, touch somebody's mind, change their heart, oh God. Give them a mind to serve you for the rest of their lives. Give them a mind to live holy and acceptable in your sight. Oh, my God, prick that heart. Break it up, Lord, until they repent. And be godly sorry. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy tonight and deliver the bound souls in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. For your goodness, Lord.
Thank you
for the manifestation of your spirit.
Thank
you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, Lord, for what you're about to do. We praise your holy name. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this prayer, Lord, and we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for prayer tonight.
We thank God for his touch. Hallelujah. We thank God because we know he is real and he is yet moving by his spirit. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know that prayer works. Amen. Glory to God. That is our catch line, our theme. Prayer works. Glory be to God. We do thank the Lord for this Prayer Works ministry. We thank God for how he has blessed us in such a great and mighty way. We just came back from our 61st church anniversary of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. It was held in the Southern District at Grace Temple Church of God, where Pastor Bennett, Pastor Jerry Bennett, is the pastor. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank the Lord for how he blessed us. He's also been appointed recently to be the National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance, or PMA, president and Southern District Overseer. So we thank God for him, and the Lord is blessing him. So we thank the Lord for all things. And now, at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. God bless you.
And praise the Lord. Good evening. God bless you all. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry, as Evangelist Hameen already gave the introduction. And we're going to read our opening scriptures taken from the 47th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 47th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth.
Muted.
Jesus with understanding. God
unmuted.
Then God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted." Thank God for reading his word, the 47th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verse throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 551-241-6677, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're looking to support other ministries or stable of encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays, on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Very Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to the prayer list is the bereaved Jones family. Deacon Alexander Jones passed away. And I want to give his service information. So it's this Saturday, which is tomorrow, October the 14th. The viewing is from 9 to 11 a.m. The service is going to start at 11 a.m. And the service is going to be held at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And any other information that I receive, we'll pass that along at the end. But that's all the information that I have at this time. But we're going to continue to keep that family in our prayers. We're also praying for the Breeze Edmond family, W.L. and the Breeze Turner family, Howard Smith, Mrs. Joel Paldo, and the Breeze Paldo family, A.B., who asked for a special prayer that God would take the safety off all the way from her, Katrina Jones, the Breeze Capoletti family, Amore Nix, Vanessa Smolfa Colbreth, and the Breeze Colbreth family, the Breeze Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Missionary Jesse Johnson, the Bereaved Johnson family, all the bereaved families, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. We want to keep them in our prayers. And those are all the announcements that we have at this time. We thank God for Evangelist Maybell, and keep praying for her. She, lost her father, and praying for her and the family as well. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamina, like she began to talk about. We were recently in our 61st annual convocation for the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, and it was a beautiful time held there in North Carolina. We had a beautiful time. The Lord really moved and blessed us. And it was wonderful to be back in the services. We know with COVID happening and things being done via teleconference, this is the first time in 4 years where it was fully in person. Back in North Carolina, it was in North Carolina 2019. That was the last convocation that we had before the pandemic. And this is the first one that we've had that was fully in person. We've had them, but some have been online and broken up like that. So this is the first time that all of us have been together, Northern and Southern District, went fully in person. So thank God for that. And pray for us. And again, I'm going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamina. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those announcements and for that opening scripture. Praise be to God. And it's important that we give God the praise and the glory and honor that is due to his name by rendering praise, by clapping our hands, opening up our mouths, going forth in praise before God. He is worthy. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for blessing us in a great way at our convocation. I tell you of the truth, it was truly a revival in my soul. And it was beautiful to have the fellowship, to be able to sit and talk with the saints, and we ate together, we broke bread together, amen, praise God, and we had a beautiful time in the Lord. The word of God came forth in a great and a powerful way, and souls were blessed, praise God. So we are indeed happy that the Lord met us there, and he gave us journey mercy to return, and now we are back continuing on to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before we go to the scriptures tonight, I would like to have a brief word of prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, that you'll minister unto us, O God, through your word. We ask, Lord, that your will be done, that you will take control, that you will speak to somebody who is listening right now and let them know that you care and that you are there for them in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord,
and we count it done. Lord, we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you will go with me to the Word of God, if you want to read along, I am reading from the King James Version Bible. If you want to get your Bible and read along, you may do so. I just have a few verses of Scripture and a little thought to leave with you. And that is, the doors of salvation are open. The doors of salvation are open. Praise the Lord. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 1 and verses 8 through 10, if it be the Lord's will. So we'll start with Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Praise God. And this is Apostle Paul, who the Lord changed from being a persecutor of the church to a minister of the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. He was going along on a certain path, which he thought was right. The Bible lets us know that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He was traveling down the wrong path. Hallelujah. But one day, salvation, the doors of salvation were opened to him. And in his experience, he experienced being knocked down to the ground after persecuting the church, which he thought he was doing harm to the people he was persecuting, locking up and putting in prison. Hallelujah. But Jesus looked down on him and he stopped him in his tracks when he went a little too far, because he had gotten letters and permission to go to Damascus and to take bound everyone who worshiped Jesus, anyone who believed in Jesus, anyone who claimed to be a Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And talking about a Christian, they didn't even pronounce it as Christian. It was meant to ridicule or persecute people by calling them Christians. And this is bullying people, you know, putting people down. Oh, you one of those Christians. You know, they looked down on people who believed in Jesus. Nevertheless, Jesus came to save the whole world. He died for the persecutor. He died for the murderer. He died for the prostitute. He died for the drunkard, the drug addict. He died for everyone. And he has no respect of persons. Praise the Lord. But after the Lord had changed Apostle Paul, he didn't only change the man's heart, but he changed his name. Because originally he was called Saul. But after his conversion, the Lord gave him a new name and he became Paul. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to God. One thing about God, he will make you brand new and even give you a brand new name. Praise the Lord. And after the Lord had commissioned Apostle Paul to minister and to preach to the Gentiles, he wrote to the church at Rome because he was incarcerated. He was under house arrest. He was doing it all for the sake of Christ. Because he preached the gospel, he suffered the consequences praise the Lord, and did not stop ministering to the people of God, but he reached out to them, and in the 10th chapter, first verse, he referred to them as brothers, saying, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And the doors of salvation are open right now. People are dying every day, and they have not received forgiveness of sins. They have not repented of their sins and accepted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. They have not walked into that door that is open to them for salvation. Praise the Lord. But the man of God was very concerned to them as Israel, the called out ones, the church of God, hallelujah, those who have been born again, baptized believers in Christ Jesus, referring to them as Israel, desiring that they might be saved and praying for them, hallelujah, because he loved the people of God and he cared for them. And God is the one who put this love in Apostle Paul's heart. God is the one who recreated the man, made him a new creation. Hallelujah. Because the Bible lets us know that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The way, behold, all things are become new. Glory, hallelujah. And we have the salvation that comes from God through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. Now I want to go down to the 8th verse. And the Bible reads, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. He was preaching faith, and all it takes is just a little bit of faith. If you can only believe that Jesus, the Son of God, and that God raised him from the dead, you can be saved. Reading a little further on, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The word of God is true and it is right. If you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you can be saved. And this is not just word of mouth or saying, I believe. That's not what this is referring to. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. This is a change that takes place after you repent and be converted. Be changed from your ways. You have the faith to believe God and to take God at his word. And when you openly confess, because you're not going to be ashamed, you openly confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and that belief in your heart is manifest in that you truly believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Glory to God. The door of salvation is open to you. All you Amen. Have to do is accept the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, that he is the Christ, the one that came down to the earth to offer his life so that you can be saved, so that I can be saved, so that the whole world can be saved. Oh, hallelujah. But with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. So that is the manifestation of you believing in your heart. When you believe in your heart, as the scripture says, it's going to produce righteousness. You're not going to continue on in the same way that you're going. You're not going to go down the path of unrighteousness. Hallelujah. But you will be changed. Amen. And the belief in your heart will manifest righteousness. And with your mouth, you confess. And this is where salvation unto salvation. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
For the
yes.
scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You're not going to be ashamed to own Christ. You will openly and boldly confess Jesus Christ. Amen. Even if it costs your life, if somebody say to you, if you confess Jesus, I'm going to put a bullet in you. If you believe God, you have nothing to fear. You have no need to be ashamed. Hallelujah. But you can openly confess and open your mouth and say, I believe in Jesus. And if I take a bullet for it, it'll be all right. Glory be to God. If it costs my life, oh, praise the Lord, I will not be ashamed to openly confess Jesus unto salvation. Oh, praise be to God. I thank God for the word of God, and I want to encourage you to accept the invitation for salvation tonight. This could be your last night. People are dying all around us. Many of them close family members, close friends, acquaintances, people we've known for many years, they are dying. So many are dying. All over the world, people are dying. But you don't have to die in your sins. You don't have to be lost. The Lord has made it possible for you to have salvation. Will you accept the salvation of Jesus Christ? Will you accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Would you be willing to repent and turn away from your sins? To give up anything that God is not pleased with? To give up your girlfriend or your boyfriend? To give up your idols, to give up even family members who are not willing to live right or to keep the commandments of God. Are you willing to walk away from everything and everybody to have this salvation? It's unto you. Praise the Lord. You don't have to lose out. But God made it possible for everyone to have salvation. And he showed us by sending Jesus that he loves the world. St. John, 3rd chapter, verse 16, lets us know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his Son so that we can have everlasting life. We do not have to perish. We do not have to be lost. Hallelujah. But we can freely accept salvation tonight. And at this time, if that's you, and you desire to be saved, you can be saved this night. But just turn to the Lord with your whole heart and be sorry for committing sins against the Lord and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Repent and ask God to forgive you for all your sins and to save you in your heart and invite him to come in. Let him come in and change you. Let him come in and make everything right that's wrong. Hallelujah. He knows just what to do. And anyone who desire prayer, have a petition before the Lord, you also, if you can only believe, if you can just believe God and take God at his word, God will do it for you tonight. So let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray unto God. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you this night calling on your holy name. And you, Lord, to look on us while we're praying this prayer and to search our hearts. Oh, my God, forgive us for anything that's not right, Lord. Forgive us for our shortcomings, oh, God, and for any sins of omission and commission. Have mercy on us, Lord, and save us. Look on the repentant heart tonight. Touch, Lord Jesus. Prick the heart, oh, God. Break it up, Lord Jesus. Let sins be forgiven. Blot out transgressions. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God, and you have extended the invitation to all to accept salvation. Lord, save dying souls everywhere, all over the world. Souls who don't know you, Lord, make yourself known unto them. Manifest yourself to them, oh God. And let them know that you love them, Lord God, that you are there to save them, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Please, please, my God, intervene right now, Lord, and deliver souls that are nearest to death. Give somebody a second chance, Lord Jesus. Oh, we know you're able, Lord. Be merciful tonight. We are praying, God, for those who have a special prayer request or a petition before you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, waiting for an answer, waiting patiently for a breakthrough, for healing, for deliverance, oh God, for finances. We know you are aware and you can see us down here, Lord. You know everything about us and what we're going through, Lord. You know our hearts, oh God, and we ask that you will move in our behalf, that you will work things out, that you will set things in order, fix it for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word. We're praying for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Look on them, Lord, in a special way. And those who are bereaved of a loved one, someone that is dear to them, close to them, Lord, give them comfort. Give them consolation. Lord, uphold them and bring families together that are split apart, oh God. The heart that is broken, Lord, mend the brokenhearted, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, provide for those who are less fortunate, who don't have food or shelter or even clothing. Lord God, provide for them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh my Lord. Look on the leaders around the world, oh my God, and please rebuke corruption in the name of Jesus. Lord, put it in their hearts and in their minds to do what is right. Save them, Lord Jesus. Give them a mind to walk upright before you and to obey your commandments. In the name of Jesus, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. You have the power to heal the incurable diseases. You have the power, Lord, to heal those who are afflicted or stricken with palsy, and incurable diseases. Lord, work wonders and work miracles. Let your glory be revealed and let your powers be made manifest. We believe it right now, O God, and we count it as done. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for grace, Lord God. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for just listening to us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming to hear about us down here, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing right now. We praise your holy name. And, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you will be with us throughout the court evening to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord Jesus, until the next appointed time and hour. We ask it all in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of Dr. Hameen. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen, and also for that prayer. And she said the doors of salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The doors of salvation are open. What a merciful, mighty God that he opened up the doors of salvation when sin had caused this breach between God and man. And Jesus began to die on the cross to bring us, to redeem us back to himself. And this was such a beautiful message. Truly, Jesus, he did come to save the world, and we have to believe in our hearts. As the scripture said, confess with our mouth, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we confess him and shall believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. It's unto us. Paul, he was an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he had an earnest desire that we might be saved. Well, how much more does God desire us, his people, to be saved? And while the doors are open, while God is calling, while he's nigh, this is now the time to reach out to him, to walk through the doors. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word went out. I thank God for the word of God coming through you, Evangelist Hameen. If any other clergy are on the line, you are certainly welcome to call in and have remarks. Or if the word touched you, want to talk about it, that's fine too. You don't have to be a minister to talk about the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, this was a beautiful message. Beautiful, very beautiful message. And if there aren't any clergy on the line or anyone, I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the prayer. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for all of you who took the time to tune in with us on this evening. And may the Lord continue to bless you. We do thank you for your prayers and your support. We thank God for just blessing us. And we want you to help us get the word out that we are on the broadcast every Friday evening at 7 p.m. And currently we're on Sunday afternoons at 3:30. But we might be looking to change that time. But right now it is at 3:30 on Sunday afternoons. We're going to go as the Lord leads. But we need your prayers and we need your continued support. And we need you to help us get the word out that others may participate, call in. Now, if you need a prayer, you can call in and request prayer, and we'll pray for you right on the line. Amen. Praise God. So we do thank the Lord for all things. And now, I believe that's all of the announcements we've given. I don't have anything else. Anything else, Dr. Hameen? If not, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's it for now.
Okay. And we ask you to please keep the bereaved Jones family in your prayers, and the bereaved Edmund family and all of the bereaved family. We thank God for you. At this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.